As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Trumpets on this next Wednesday as we welcome you to CBS Mornings. I'm Gail Kaye.
I'm Nate Burleson.
And I'm Vladimir Jutier.
Spike is coming.
Spike is in the building.
Can't wait to see what he's wearing in John Hamm. We have lots of thoughts about that show.
So many questions about your friends and neighbors.
And Spike, he's a friend and a neighbor,
that's
right?
Yes. That's exactly right.
We're talk about the Knicks.
But something tells me he's not robbing his neighbors. Just saying. We're going to begin with this. It's a dangerous and deadly Ebola outbreak in Central Africa. I know you've heard about this. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the Trump administration may appoint a single official to lead the U.S. response on this. Critics of the Trump administration say that budget cuts have made it very difficult to react to the outbreak. Rubio, by the way, has rejected that charge. Ramy Innocencio has more on the Ebola response.
U.S. aid operations like these used to help trace and treat past Ebola epidemics in Africa. Now, health workers say they've been left blind after the Trump administration pulled U.S. funding.
I think the U.S. funding cuts certainly contributed to the late understanding of the current situation and is part of the reason why we're so behind in responding now.
CBS News medical correspondent Dr. Celine Gounder worked in West Africa during the Ebola crisis a dozen years ago. She says the funding cuts would have been felt immediately.
Once you don't have money, once the money runs out, you can't be ordering supplies from various different sources. You can't be paying salaries.
The U.S. is now responding with attempts to keep Ebola isolated in Africa and being met with anger in Kenya. The hope is to build a 50-bed quarantine facility here, but only for Americans. Meanwhile, aid groups in the Congo are working with local communities, opening treatment centers like this new 60-bed facility built by the World Health Organization. The first suspected Ebola case was 40 days ago.
Why did it take so long?
This Ebola type is a rare one. The test kit people used was optimized for the Zaire type and not for the Bundibujo type.
That Bundibujo strain still has no vaccine.
Is Ebola still outpacing what's being done?
The virus has circulated. It was really a way ahead. That's why now this is a catch-up.
As the world plays catch-up, health officials emphasize that Ebola does not pose a grave threat to the world.
We will do everything to make Americans safe and the rest of the world safe as well.
And Dr. Ghebreyesus also told me that Americans should not be worried about this outbreak and that the risk assessment for the rest of the world still remains low. That is the takeaway here, Vlad.
All right, Ramy, thank you very much. Back in this country, we have some good news about the White House Correspondents' Dinner. 6 weeks after the event was cut short by violence, it has now been rescheduled. Arweeja Jang is the president of the White House Correspondents' Association. She was seated right there next to President Trump. You can see the expression on her face when the gunshots rang out in April, and she joins us now. Arweeja, you worked so incredibly hard to put together that dinner. Your parents were in the audience, your husband Luther, your daughter Frankie, behind the scenes. It was a monumental effort to bring this, and now you're about to do it again. Talk to me about it.
Good morning, Vlad. That's right. The board decided after careful consideration that we could not allow violence to silence a free press, especially during this year when America is celebrating its 250th birthday and everything this country stands for. So, yes, it took a lot more planning, but we are excited to announce we will host another dinner on July 24th here in Washington, and we'll have that chance to celebrate our journalism award winners, our scholars, and, of course, Vlad, the First Amendment.
So, Weijia, the president posted that he has accepted your invitation to attend and to speak. Have you spoken to him about the dinner?
He actually called me yesterday to talk about how important it was that the association was forging ahead with the dinner to show that American life could not be interrupted by senseless violence. He said he's looking forward to coming back and speaking, and called the decision to hold another dinner a sign of strength and fortitude, which is exactly what the entire White House press corps has shown. And I'm so proud of everyone.
We're proud of you because you've shown that very same strength and fortitude over the last couple of weeks. We're so, so very proud of you. First woman of color to head the White House Correspondents Association. We're here for you.
I know. Weijia, can I just echo what Vlad said? Number one, when you said that you wanted it to be rescheduled, I thought that ain't never happening. So I have to say I'm surprised that it is happening, but I am glad that you were able to make this come together again to remind us all what this dinner is really about. So bravo to you, Weijia Zhang. Bravo.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Really appreciate it.
We are learning more about a scary situation on a Frontier flight from Puerto Rico that was forced to divert to Miami. A passenger got so disruptive that other passengers felt they had to intervene. They all seemed to be saying, not today. He was later arrested and faces a criminal charge. Tom Hansen spoke to the former MMA fighter who just happened to be on the plane who helped restrain the man.
We got it. Video shows the frantic moments passengers and a crew member aboard the Frontier flight jumped in to restrain a man.
Yes!
Later identified as 51-year-old Juan Reyes, moments after he attempted to open an emergency exit. Reyes also attempted to enter the cockpit, attempted to urinate on the floor of a lavatory, and choked an off-duty Frontier Airlines flight attendant, according to his arrest affidavit.
This is Frontier Flight 3345.
They're waiting for you at the gate. Go right to the gate.
Josh Longgood, a former MMA fighter, was on the flight, seen here helping subdue the unruly passenger.
I knew he was going to do something crazy, so I restrained him and like put him against the window and then kind of safely controlled him so he couldn't hurt anybody.
Authorities in Miami boarded the flight and took Reyes into custody. The flight continued on to Chicago a few hours later.
We've got to figure out a way to keep this from happening.
In 2023, an unruly passenger was able to open a plane's emergency exit just before landing in South Korea. But CBS News transportation expert and analyst Robert Sumwalt says that's virtually impossible to do at cruising altitude.
We all know that airplanes are pressurized, and because of the pressure inside of the airplane itself, it is pushing against the doors and the windows and the latching mechanisms to make it physically impossible to open a door or a window in flight.
Now, Reyes faces one misdemeanor count of battery and possible fines. The situation on the Frontier flight is part of a larger issue here, guys. Get this. So far in 2026, the FAA says airlines have reported more than 680 incidents involving unruly passengers. 33 of those resulted in legal action. Certainly some alarming statistics there.
Yeah. Boy, Tom, thank you, Josh Longgood. He seemed so calm, too, when you were talking to him.
He did. When I was talking to him, he actually said that wrestling that unruly passenger to the ground was kind of like wrestling a baby to the ground. So he didn't seem to have much of an issue getting the situation under control, guys.
That's really funny. Yeah.
I want to fly with Josh.
Amen.
All right, man. Feels like a baby.
Yeah. All right, I know what to do. First on CBS Mornings, we are revealing the results of the 10th annual Best Airlines report from The Points Guy. The rankings are based on factors like reliability, experience, loyalty programs, and costs. Topping the list for the eighth consecutive year is Delta.
That's right.
Followed closely by United and Southwest. The Points Guy founder and CEO Brian Kelly joins us now. Welcome. Good to see you.
Thanks for having me.
All right. So what's driving Delta's continued dominance on this list?
Ed Bastian.
Ed Bastian's amazing.
Good leadership. Yes. And honestly, I think culture. Delta profit shares. This past year, they gave about 9% of employee salaries back to the employees. So when you fly Delta, there is a marked difference in the happiness of their employees, which I believe is attributed to that profit sharing. And they're generally very reliable.
Yes.
You know, we look, these are 2025 numbers. Delta runs a tight operation.
That Delta One, Brian, is no joke.
Yes.
I think airlines should take notes for how great that system is.
Well, it's funny you say that because United has been taking notes. United closed the gap a lot this year. The thing that held United back coming in at number two is that they had the most missing bags. Seven out of 1,000 bags missing. So if United can get that operational, because United scores much higher in Delta in a lot of places like loyalty. So, you know, could this be Delta's last year? If United pulls through this year,
I don't think it's their last year.
Yeah. Well, speaking of bags, you know, despite the changes in check bag fees, Southwest stayed at number three, locked in at that spot.
Yeah, Southwest is performing really well. You know, they upset a lot of people last year getting rid of the free check bags, but Southwest still is relatively, when you look at fees, lower than most other airlines. And Southwest's reliability, they run a tight operation. Allegiant is the most reliable airline in the U.S., followed by Delta and Southwest. So those top three, and that's the biggest factor of our score, reliability.
Are American and JetBlue on the struggle bus? I don't see that.
American's a little bit on the struggle bus, though they did come in number one for loyalty. I love the AAdvantage program. So they have a great loyalty program.
That concierge key program.
Yeah, they treat their loyal travelers well, and even general frequent flyers, you can use those miles with great value. So Americans got its work cut out, but they do have a great loyalty program.
And you say there's ways that passengers can use AI to their advantage. What do you mean
by
that?
So airlines and even Delta now is pricing about 20% of tickets using AI to make them more expensive. But there are tools out there that consumers can use, like it's Passport with autopilot.com. Excuse me. With Autopilot is one of those tools. When you book a flight, they'll actually check, and if the price drops, they'll file a claim with the airline, get you a credit, and they only charge you whatever they save you.
That's
so
good.
With hotels, a lot of hotels you can rebook, and even car rentals, AutoSlash is a tool that keeps
checking. But you have to sign up for that.
Correct. You tell them your flight, what you paid, and they'll keep checking. And
for you.
For you, automatically using AI. So that's how you save on airfare.
Rising prices because of the war with Iran, jet fuel prices are going up. What are people going to do when they want to travel this summer?
Got to be flexible. And this is always the case. So figure out how to use Google Flights. Google Flights is your best friend. And they have a feature called Explore. When you go to the Google Flights, you can put in your home airport on the Explore map and put in Europe, Caribbean, wherever you want to go. It'll show you a map of Europe and all the cheapest flights. So I say follow the deals. Don't just have one city in mind. Be flexible. That's how you save money.
Follow the deals.
Follow the deals. And we're going to follow
Can
your
do.
Instructions. Brian Kelly, thank you so much. We appreciate you. All right, ahead, Oscar winner and Knicks superfan Spike Lee is going to be with us. He's going to talk about the NBA Finals, of course. Now, you'll want to stick around for this because I have a surprise for him.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
We welcome you back to CBS Mornings. I love that shot too, Vlad.
Yeah, very cool.
Vlad and I are admiring the camera.
Admiring Jared's handy.
Yes, we like that. Thank you, Jared. Thank you, Kelly. It's 7:30 around here, which means it's time for a look at some of the stories that caught our eye. Doing the honors today is Tom Handsome? Oh, I mean Tom Hanson. Gail. Sorry, Tom.
Flattery will go everywhere, Gail. I just love it. Let's make it stick, Gail.
He doesn't deny it,
let's make it stick.
I'll take the compliments where I can get them. I'm single, so.
There's trap. There's trap, Tom Hanson.
Gail, good morning. Nate and Vlad, good morning to you as well. We begin with a report that former Representative George Santos is under investigation over allegations of insider trading. NPR says the prediction market Kalshi flagged suspicious bets on Santos's account related to his own attendance at the State of the Union. Santos allegedly wagered that he would not be there, but then later posted a video on X saying that he would. Santos never showed up, apparently making a profit in the tens of thousands of dollars. Lots of money there. It's alleged he manipulated the market's odds and misled the public. When NPR asked him if he had a Kalshi account, Santos replied, "I'm not saying yes. I'm not saying no." Very George Santos thing to say there. All right.
Still annoying.
Yeah. All right. Now moving on to scary moments in Minnesota after a school bus crashed into a building. Take a look at this, guys, because this is just wild to see. The bus tore through the wall of a building on a university campus in St. Paul, destroying the front of the bus. The front just completely gone. Authorities say around 12 kids were on the bus at the time. No university staff or students were hurt. The driver and the bus of the bus, I should say, and three children on board were hospitalized, but we're happy to say, luckily, their injuries are said to just be minor. All right, moving on to some stunning footage of a bear attack in Japan. Watch this. You can see the bear chasing a man while he tries to escape. The bear then knocks him to the ground. Authorities say four people were injured, one seriously, after this bear went on a rampage in the northern city of Fukushima, making its way through two factories and a residential area. These bears can move at about 35 miles an hour. Guys, this is really dangerous, the situation there. Bear attacks in Japan have been on the rise, and last year, a record 13 people were killed. That's not to mention more than 200 bear attacks in a 12-month period. As of Tuesday evening, the bear has still not been found. All right, moving on to actor Idris Elba. He's taking on a new role of knight. What can't that man do? On Tuesday, King Charles bestowed the honor on the star, making him Sir Idris Elba. Elba was recognized for his services to young people through the Elba Hope Foundation, which he founded in 2022. It's incredible work that that foundation does all across the globe. In a social media post, Sir Idris wrote, "We are thankful and the work continues." We are so happy to hear that.
It rolls off the tongue, doesn't it? It's Sir Idris.
Oh, it's quite regal.
Like it.
Quite
regal wife Sabrina, indeed. That's great.
Absolutely. We're so happy for him.
Yes.
All right, moving on to, finally, a bizarre play during last night's Angels game that probably hurt in more ways than one. You'll see what I mean. Take a look at this. Rockies first baseman T.J. Rumsfeld hit a ball to right field that went off the head of Angels outfielder Joe Adell. Oh, youch, that hurt. The hit was originally ruled a double, but after review, it was called a home run since it bounced over the line. Now, to add insult to injury, you may remember that we highlighted Adell earlier this season when he robbed three home runs
that's
one game. I guess it's true, guys. You win some, you lose some. But is there even an assist in baseball? Because I feel like he should
that should have been
that.
It, right? An
yeah.
Assist, that's for sure.
Yeah.
All right, Tom, it's good to have you back, man.
Good to be back.
Handsome Tom
Sawyer.
Don't worry. Handsome's not his middle name.
It's going to stick. It's going to stick. Thank you so much, Tom.
Thank you.
All right, we are getting a new perspective on the search for a woman who went missing in the Bahamas. We were talking about this quite a bit here on the show. U.S. Coast Guard investigators are starting a new search this morning for any signs of Michigan mother Lynette Hooker. CBS News has learned the investigation includes the possibility that she was murdered. Christian Benavides has been covering this story since the beginning, and he is on a boat in the Bahamas. Christian, good morning.
Good morning, Nate. Divers arrived here on the island yesterday. They'll target previously unsearched areas of the Abaco Sea right behind me, looking for new evidence.
The search for missing Michigan mother Lynette Hooker is intensifying as this U.S. Coast Guard cutter, carrying a team of specialized divers and investigators, arrived in Marsh Harbor Tuesday night.
Now, some of the challenges in this search will be the unpredictable tropical weather down here and how much time has passed since Lynette first went missing.
CBS News has learned investigators are treating the case as a possible foreign murder of a U.S. national.
Among the places that Coast Guard investigators went to last night is the Abaco Inn. This is the last place that Lynette Hooker was seen alive.
New GPS data recovered from an electronic device appears to challenge Brian Hooker's account of his wife's disappearance, according to an official familiar with the investigation.
We thought we'd try to be a sailboat today.
Brian previously told police he and Lynette were on their dinghy traveling back to their anchored sailboat named Soulmate on the night of April 4th. He said sudden rough waters bumped his wife into the sea and pushed them apart, leaving him to drift for more than 8 hours.
What do you make of that?
So, you know, the story alleged that it took him 8 hours. Who knows why it took so long? But it should not have taken that long.
Troy Pritchard helped conduct search and rescue in the days following Lynette's disappearance.
This particular search was not like searching for a needle in a haystack.
During the initial search, operations were focused on this area based on maps and information Brian shared with authorities.
It's a very small area to search, so, you know, we had 10 boats out there covering 25 square miles. Like, we should have seen something.
The divers are expected to get into the water today, Vlad. Brian Hooker was held for questioning here in the Bahamas, but ultimately released. He denies any wrongdoing and has not been charged with a crime.
All right, Christiane, thank you very much.
Aren't we so glad that this story is continuing? Remember, when it first happened, he was going to stay on the island until she was found.
Right.
Her daughter said something is very fishy. She was very suspicious from the very beginning.
And his stories kept changing.
Right. Even his friends were like,
Yeah, something's
so
up. Something's
really
up.
Glad that this is continuing.
They're going to be diving looking for her.
Yes.
Christiane, again, thank you very much.
An epic NBA Finals matchup begins tonight. If you heard, epic is the word here. The San Antonio Spurs will go toe-to-toe with the, who guys?
New York Knicks!
Woo! That's how we feel around here. It has been 53 years since the Knicks won a championship and 27 years since they were in the finals. One famous fan has been there through it all. You know there's only one. There he is. That would be Oscar-winning filmmaker Spike Lee. He's been in the stands, courtside, rooting for New York's home team for more than half a century.
Look at young Spike.
And we are so excited that Spike is with us in the studio. Good morning to you. I know you were getting on a plane right after this, going to San Antonio.
Right.
You're going to have...
Yeehaw!
You're going to have courtside seats there?
On the road. They're like... threatening people to take their season tickets that they sell us to the Knicks fans.
Yeah. Really?
So you don't get as close as possible.
We're going to do what we do.
That's the truth.
I know, but Spike, let's talk about your history for just a second. Because as the time when you were a little kid, you and your dad would go to the games, and you said back then you could only sit in the blue seats, which were
that's
way...
That's all we could afford.
In the nosebleed
section. Touch the roof of the Garden, the world's most famous arena. Mm.
Yes, and now you are sitting courtside.
Court. You have experienced it all, literally from
the highs and the lows.
To the lowest. Read my mind.
There were a lot of lows.
That's exactly where I was going.
But we're good now, though.
But we're good now. Hoping to be great, hoping to hoist up... That trophy. How is it different now, though? Because I feel like this energy is different.
It feels
maybe
different,
it's because
Nate.
The thirst and the hunger New for York, a championship is
New York City is on fire. No pun intended.
Yeah.
And it's everybody, it's amazing. People are smiling, talking to strangers, everybody's wearing orange and blue.
Yeah.
It is like what sports can do.
Mm-hmm.
But right here in New York, it's like this.
But I like Nate's question, though. Why do you think it feels, because it does feel different to me, too. Why do you feel it's different now as somebody who's been and knows the history?
We got a squad. We got a coach. And basketball is New York City's game.
You ain't lying. Mm-hmm.
Basketball, you know, football, I'm talking about. How many? I forgot to look this up. How many basketball courts in New York City?
Yeah.
Oh man, you can't even. There's thousands.
It's hip hop and hoops. Here.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
You know.
Yeah.
And speaking of hoops, we got to ask you about Victor Wembanyama.
Yeah.
I mean, my man. You know, he's marketed by Nike as an alien, and he truly is that on the court.
I do love him.
As tall
worried
as
all?
He is,
worried at all about
he is,
Wemby?
Oh, that's my guy.
He's natural. He's gifted. He can handle the rock. He can shoot the three. He literally can do it all. And Spike,
7-5.
I know you love this. You saw him crying after they won that Eastern.
Yes.
I mean, the Western Conference. He's passionate about the game.
Well, he might be crying.
Oh, different types of tears.
But that's my guy.
I was touched by his emotion, though. Why are you so confident that the Knicks can do it this time with the Spurs, with Wimby and his team? Why?
It's our time.
It's our time.
I'm a believer.
Mm-hmm.
No disrespect. Also, I got to get my love, the Coach Pop. Popovich.
Oh, yeah. Man. Legend.
That's
legend.
My guy.
Yeah.
That's my guy.
Legend.
It's my guy.
Spike, let me ask you about what it was like, because there are a lot, you see a lot of people coming out now. I'm a Knicks fan. I'm a Knicks fan. And that's because the Knicks are winning. But help me understand what it was like going to game after game when the Knicks weren't winning.
They weren't born. You know, so look, it's late comers, that's all right. Just get on board. Get on board.
Get on the bandwagon.
Can I do a little rapid fire with you?
Yes.
Winning another Oscar or the Knicks winning the championship? What would you choose?
That's a good one, Gail.
Quick.
Is the Pope Catholic?
Okay. What does that mean?
He said championship.
Championship.
Okay. Lifetime courtside seat at Madison Square Garden or the Knicks winning the championship?
Got to sacrifice those seats, Spike.
I'll do it. You know what?
Brooklyn.
I have more money.
Brooklyn naming a street after you or the Knicks winning the championship?
Knicks win the championship.
Oh, directing any movie you want with an unlimited budget or the Knicks winning the championship?
The next one or two or three?
No, you are diehard, diehard. But where's our thing we have for Spike?
Oh, wait. We have a little wager, okay?
Okay.
So here's the thing. If the Knicks end up losing to the Spurs.
And that's a big if.
We want you to wear this next season.
Can't do it.
I told you that's what he's going to say.
Let me, okay.
What about this out in the streets?
You want to know where's your camera? Yeah.
Now I'm going to use a Spanish word. Nunca.
What does nunca mean? What does that mean?
Never.
Never.
Never. Okay.
Never. Here's what we spell in Brooklyn. N-E-V-A.
Never.
Never.
Mike, thank you for coming. As you're on your way to San Antonio, we really appreciate it. Go New York.
How many games Knicks going to do it?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Six.
Good question.
Knicks and six.
Knicks and six.
Game Spike six. Is at the Garden, too.
All right, coming up, legendary actor Andre DeShields. He'll show us how to properly use fans like the cast of his latest Broadway musical, Cats the Jellicle Ball.
So good.
Right back.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service. Real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We welcome you back to CBS Mornings. It is 8:30. That's a legendary. Legendary is a word. Tony, Grammy, and Emmy winning Andre DeShields and Cats the Jellicle Ball. Thank you very much. So what is this all about? It's a reimagining of Andrew Lloyd Webber's classic musical told through the lens of ballroom culture. You know about ballroom culture? It's nominated for 9 Tony Awards, including Best Performance by an Actor in a Featured Role in a Musical. That actor would, of course, be...
Andre DeShield.
There you go. And last night, I had the chance to attend the performance. Let's just say I had the best seat in the house. Why? Because I was one of the judges at the Jellicoe Ball. That was so much fun. Meow! Andre joins us now for a special talk at the table. Good morning and congratulations on the nomination. What a party that us. I've never seen anything
like it. But what a party.
Yeah, what a party.
And what do we say?
Come all.
Come to the ball.
Come to the ball.
Yeah.
But this is the thing, Andre. What was so great about it is from the moment you walked out on stage, number one, the place goes crazy. I could feel it in my ears where my watch went. The sound limit isn't
stable. Yeah, the sound loud. It's going out where you are.
But at one point, before you even opened your mouth, somebody said, King! And Andre went, he pointed at him like, that's true.
That's me.
Yes. You are correct, sir. Yes. So do you give your all every time you go on the stage? Because you were so loved when you walk out there.
I give more than my all because I have to obey. I'm the king.
Yes.
I'm the legend.
Yes.
I'm the icon.
Yes.
I'm the Broadway deity. But I must obey my audience.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Because I'm only as powerful as my subjects.
Yeah.
So I don't go out and do that if no one says, King!
No, I know.
But here's the best part of it.
What?
Sometimes I come out and people go, Andre!
And you don't know how to respond.
And you love that.
You know,
they call this a reimagining. Some people call it a revolution. Some people call it a rebirth. What do you call it?
I call it a revolution.
Revolution.
Because of the combination, the mashup of communities who have come together to bring ballroom to Broadway.
Yeah.
Mm.
Now, we are a community who have been marginalized to the edges of society generation after generation. And we have wondered, when will our time come? And it's here in the first 25 years of the 21st.
But just give one sentence about ballroom culture is.
Yeah.
Just so people know exactly what you're talking about.
Ballroom culture is living your authentic life.
Mm.
Now, you remember in the pre-show, in the announcement, it is said, get your life.
Yes, it does.
That's what it means.
Yes.
Come
get your
collect
life.
All the parts of what you know you are.
Yeah, they say that over the loudspeaker before it begins.
Yes,
get your life.
And the audiences, they are encouraged to dance.
And they do.
Fans, to vibe.
But we don't have to encourage them.
You don't have to encourage them.
Yeah, that's true.
It just happens.
Yes. Right. They come in dropping it like a top.
Yeah, but what does that do for you, for the performers? Knowing that the audience is in this relationship with you throughout the show, enjoying every moment of it.
Well, it increases the challenge for us.
How so?
First of all, the show can be heard all through the backstage as we are preparing.
Mm.
That's why there's a pre-show.
Yeah.
Because most times you go into the theater, people are sitting looking at their playbills. People here are already screaming and yelling.
Right.
Because they know that the word ball, spelled in reverse, is joy.
Oh. You know, yes, of course it is.
Right. I was trying to do that.
B-A-L-L-L-L-A-B, joy.
Right.
We got it.
You know.
Yeah.
And
it is joy rising.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
It honestly is.
People are so stressed out and so depressed and they can't do this and they can't do that. Come here. You can do whatever you feel.
Well, you're nominated for a Tony on Sunday. Congrats to you.
Oh, boy.
What does this mean to you, this performance, being nominated for this performance at this time in your life?
Well. It's a good feeling.
Yes.
It's a great feeling.
Yep.
It's a feeling that says, Andre, you are still loved.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And you have won an audience that's going to follow you wherever you go.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And that's what's happening because people who saw me in The Wiz 50 years ago. Are in the audience.
We're looking at the
there
outfit. We're getting ready to go to break, but how did you decide what you're going to wear this morning? I'm curious.
Well, I saw what you wore last night.
Hey, talk
and
about
I said,
it.
Okay, she's going to the jungle.
That's right.
So I said, let me see what's in the... And this one came roaring out.
Roaring out.
Roaring out the closet.
Andre DeShields, thank you so much.
Hey,
congratulations.
Hey, here we go. Cats, the Jellicle Ball is playing.
Let's all do it.
Broadhurst Theater, so make sure you run, don't walk, and you can watch the 79th Annual Tony Awards this Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, here on CBS, and of course, streaming on Paramount Plus.
Emmy-winning actor John Hamm absolutely needs no introduction.
That's right.
He now stars in the Apple TV series Your Friends and Neighbors, currently in its second season. Hamm plays Andrew Cooper, Coop, a former hedge fund manager. He steals from the homes of affluent neighbors only to discover other dark secrets. Watch.
Why didn't you take your job at Bailey back?
The truth is, I don't really know. I accepted the offer, and I'm pretty sure I meant it when I said it. But something happened to me when I walked out of that building. I just thought that if I took that offer, then everything would go right back to the way it was, and I would go right back to the way I was. And you didn't like the way it was? I thought I did. Turns out I didn't.
The season two finale is this Friday, and John Hamm is here. Welcome.
And we can't wait.
I know. We have been on pins and needles. And John, you told us backstage that the finale is very satisfying.
Yes, yes. It is satisfying. It does tee up, obviously, the third season, which we're currently shooting now.
Congrats.
Continuation, thank you very much. Continuation of the story. But it does provide a lot of answers, some of which you guys were needling me for backstage.
Yes.
Yes, it's very good. And you know, the fact that people are excited for it is awesome. It's good to be on a show that people like. It's good to be on a show that people look forward to for Friday nights.
Yes.
Appointment viewing for a lot of folks, so I love it.
But I'm fascinated by Coop's character.
Yes.
Because he's, you know, people like watching the rich people. They also like them coming up and watch them coming down. Mm-hmm. But here he is literally robbing his friends and his neighbors, literally.
And he says that he's doing this for, at one point he mentions that he's doing this for his family, for his kids. But I was reminded of another famous, you know, fictional character who said that, Don Corleone. Michael Corleone says that. You're doing bad things. You're robbing people.
Yeah.
But, but not a bad guy.
But I like him.
Are you a bad? Yes, that's the question.
I mean, yeah. Well, that is the question. I think, you know, we could, we're at no shortage of examples in the current culture of questionable behavior, I think, and it being celebrated. So I think it does reflect kind of the moral ambiguity of the times we're living through. And when we look at the incredible disparity of wealth and we look at all the homes and what the show really comments on is this, you know, if you can take a watch out of somebody's house that's worth $500,000 and they don't notice it. That's saying something about not only the person that owns that watch, the person that takes that watch, but all the other stuff involved in it. So I think that's the larger point.
But there lies the beauty of how this show is written and, of course, how the actors perform. Because on the surface level, why should I care about a show about a guy who seemingly has it all and then is down on his luck and then he has to do what he has to do? But then when you peel back the layers, the relatability of every character, it doesn't matter where you are economically in this world, there is something that you can grab onto or look in the mirror and say, that's me.
For sure. For sure. And I think it comes back, especially for Coop, to family. And when that, you know, a big part of the beginning of the show, of kind of where we started, was that his family is upended, right? And there's this massive upheaval in his life. And so when that's compounded with what happens in his job and his professional life, then he's truly without kind of a compass, moral or otherwise. And he kind of finds himself in this bizarre situation that, for whatever reason, gives him some sort of stability, which is weird to say. But what he keeps coming back to and what I think the show keeps coming back to, which is important, what people are really grabbing onto, is the fact that he's there. He's trying to be there for his children.
Yeah.
He's trying to be there for his ex-wife. He's trying to be there for his friends, Barney and Nick. And that is the community that he's really there for. He's taking from this other community that he's ostensibly a part of, but
to show up for his.
Most of us became so smitten with you with Don Draper. Yeah. I still love that show. Well, still love the character. You and your lovely wife, Anna, started watching it again. What does it mean to you now when you sit here? It feels good to be John Hamm right now.
Well, I mean, but this was such a
look
seminal
at you.
Show. And,
yes.
And also, John, when you're watching this, I'm reminded of costume design Janie Bryant, who did the costume, who puts you in this look that all of us wanted to emulate.
It reset fashion for men.
100%.
Yeah. What does it mean to you when you're sitting looking at him?
It's bizarre. I mean, it's honestly, because that was 20 years ago.
Oh.
21 years ago now. We shot the pilot of Mad Men in this very city 21 years ago, 2005. Look, I'm very, very proud of it.
Yes.
As you mentioned, I had a chance to go start rewatching it again, which I hadn't done for whatever reason. I hadn't really gone back and explored it. But I started it maybe a year ago, and I was very, very taken with it. It's a wonderful story.
Yeah.
And especially when you the reason I went back to look at it was because so many people in my life have been like, I just rewatched the story. I want to tell you how much it really resonates.
Yes.
So,
okay. And it's still really John Hamm, you are good.
John Hamm, amazing.
And he likes
Marston
Bad Bunny.
Amazing.
And he dances with Bad Bunny.
And he dances with Bad Bunny. Season finale of Your Friends and Neighbors is available on Friday on Apple TV.
Can you say it faster?
See you tomorrow.